Hey, what's going on, St. Louis? Welcome back to Sports Medicine, brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC, also presented by Frieda's in University City. You know, every 3 or 4 weeks or so, we get a nice little surprise visit from Natasha Kwan.
Howdy.
What's going on?
Oh, my goodness, lots of stuff.
You rolled in with, like, a motorcycle helmet. What are you, riding bikes?
Scooter. So every day is vacation. When you have a scooter. Is that, when was the last time you were on a scooter? Cancun?
Probably since I was in college. Like, a buddy of mine had one. Doc, you ever ridden? I was at lunch today with a buddy of mine, and another friend of mine walked in with a motorcycle helmet. I had no idea he rides bikes. I mean, a lot of people riding motorcycles nowadays. Not exactly safe. Scooter's a little bit of a different story.
Yeah,
right?
I can't go over 40 miles an hour.
No. It's got like a governor on there. Doc, are you a motorcycle guy?
You know, I would love to ride a motorcycle, and every time I'm ready to get rocking, somebody will come in with a broken tibia or a broken pelvis, and I'm like, I just don't.
Do you see a lot of those? A lot of motorcycle accidents? A lot of motorcycle patients coming into U.S. Center for Sports Medicine?
Motorcycle injuries are you know, and they don't have to be terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody puts their foot down in some soft dirt, breaks their fibula, the little bone in their ankle, or kind of puts their foot down and blows out their knee. So motorcycles are inherently not that safe.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that now. Okay. I have heard motorcycles are not very safe. I'm like too chicken to ride a motorcycle. I shouldn't be. I should get one. You know?
Scooters, your introductory. Everyone's like, oh, you're going to want a motorcycle. Yeah. You want to go faster. Not really.
No?
We go through Forest Park. We take the little residential streets. We'll go out to brunch. It's fast, even though – you know, you're only going 30 miles an hour.
But you're not going like on the shoulder. You're not going on the shoulder. You're on the real, you know. And you're not going in the highway.
Oh, no. That's way too dangerous.
Yeah, I think scooters are a little different because, you know, you don't have that high speed. Most motorcycle accidents happen on gravel, happen when, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard, well, the guy didn't see me and he pulled out. So I think if you're not going very fast and you crash your motorcycle, you crash your scooter, your chance of getting hurt, not great, but that's not going to kill you. It's on the highway. You're going 65, and some guy doesn't see you, changes lanes, and wham. And then you drop the bike, lay the bike down, and then it's bad.
You know, you always see the one guy, like, who just cruises past you.
Yeah.
Going, like, 90 miles an hour. Like, you're like, this guy's nuts. And when I was living in Arizona, you know, they have, like, you don't have to wear helmets.
Illinois too,
and the way they just cut through traffic. I mean, they're going between lanes and cutting through cars. And I remember going down like a mountain pass, and this guy, I was going up, he was coming down, and he was going way too fast. I mean, I'm like, this guy is just nuts. On our way down, there was like all these ambulances and fire trucks and the whole nine yards. He got in a big accident, and I'm thinking, you know, motorcycles are cool, but you gotta play it cool. You know what I'm saying? You can't be trying to, you know, be, Evel Knievel on these things.
Well, you know what the greatest thing, like if you go way, way south, and I don't want to, you know, characterize anybody, and you'll see these guys, and they're going 65 miles an hour on one wheel down Highway 55. And you say to yourself, you know, I don't care how good of a motorcycle rider you are, when that bike flips over, you're probably going to die.
What's new at Frieda's? Anything going on there? Before I get into my quiz, I got a quiz for you, by the way.
I love quizzes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm good at them, but so much new for Frieda's. Hold on. Are you ready for this?
Can we hear?
Now it's not on the menu yet.
I don't know if I told you.
We're still working on this, but it's available on special.
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Fat-free, oil-free French fries.
Wow.
So
who doesn't love a potato?
I can't believe I forgot to ask you to bring some of those with you because this is like a big phenomenon. People are talking about this. My wife was like,
God.
Oh, my God, you got to go get some of those.
You can't stop eating.
So what do you mean they're on special? Like, when are you offering this special?
Well, I'm still working on seasoning, sauces. We're going to have a whole French fry menu.
Really?
Oh.
Who doesn't like French fries?
Well, I don't like greasy ones. I'm going to tell you that. You know, I'll eat them
after
a few drinks. Like, bad decision. And I love them, and I don't feel that great afterwards.
Yeah.
But an oil-free, fat-free
how do you make them?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, it's a secret.
It's an ancient Chinese secret.
Is it really?
Remember that commercial?
So did you develop this on your own, or does somebody pass it down to you?
No. It's done elsewhere. I don't think it's done here in St. Louis in any restaurants. Most restaurants don't do it.
Okay.
They
taste just as good, if not better, right?
I think so. I don't want the grease.
Yeah.
So it's like, that great whey protein shake that you know, your kid's not going to drink, but you're like, oh, I'm getting some protein after my workout.
Right.
That tastes great to you because you know you're getting the protein.
Right.
You're getting an oil-free, fat-free French fry.
Mm.
It's delicious.
All right, when's that special happening again?
Oh, you can get them today.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
What about tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. You can get them all weekend.
All right, so the
It's like barbecue. We have them until we're sold out.
All right, what's the address again?
622 North and South Road, University City, just north of Del Mar.
All right, so stop in there tomorrow, get some fat-free French fries. I want to review on this. I may come in tomorrow to get some.
You got
to
try them. I mean,
yeah. Bring them to the office, Doc. The nurses will love those.
The nurses will. Well, they love regular
French
fries. Bring
the nurses in. They're good hot.
All right. You ready for the quiz?
I'm excited about that. I got to tell you.
Yeah. Well, anything else you want to promote with Frida's?
I think that's it. I mean, I got Stretch opening up in a few weeks. We're doing pop-up classes. That's our new strength and flexibility studio. We just had a really good stretching class for cyclists and runners. An hour just strictly devoted to stretching. How awesome is that?
Is it one-on-one stretching? Is somebody actually stretching you, or are you following an instructor?
You're following an instructor and staying in these positions for anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes. And
wow.
You don't have to be a runner. You don't have to be a cyclist. If you sit at work, if you stand too much at work, these are really, really good stretches.
Is it painful?
Amazingly enough, it's as you come out of these stretches, it's like, wow, you need to really develop the movement back into your body.
Yeah,
but it feels so good after.
You know what? We're going to take a quick break. We'll take one now. We'll come back, and then we'll have a little more time, and we'll get into it. I'm not sure.